listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns draft picks are in, so order your jerseys. The Manziel jersey, maybe the Justin Gilbert jersey. Joe Batonio, how about that one? They're straight from the team. You can order them. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura wrapping up a Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's get into some tweets that I think
I just want to say this.
Oh, go ahead.
I was a little surprised that Gerard was so against Johnny going to Vegas, more for the statement that he felt that he didn't have anything. He wasn't against him going there and partying, but more that he felt that a bigger statement would have been made by staying here and saying, I would rather stay here than not party. To me, I think you need to make your statements on the field. You need to make your statements with your work ethic. And if you take a day, and by the way, bring your iPad and study that, I'm still fine with it. I still think, again, it's no big deal. I just thought that was an interesting way to look at it, that almost like, to me, it's almost like Gerard feels that Johnny needs to constantly prove his commitment to what he wants to do.
Well, the take that this is the part of Gerard's take that I found the most interesting, is it's similar to what you're saying, but in this regard. He brought in Ray Farmer, and Ray's assessment of Johnny being so much for, or I should say of Brian Hoyer being much farther ahead, significantly ahead of Manziel at this stage. And that got a lot of national play. Some were critical. Many were critical of Farmer for calling out the rookie and saying, you know, why would a GM try to break the spirit of a guy like that, or whatever they were saying Ray Farmer was doing by saying what he said. But Gerard is kind of staying true to that message and saying that that means something, that that was significant, and now it put the ball in Johnny's hands literally to either live up to or live down to a challenge from the GM. I don't know if that's what Ray Farmer's intent was. That's
right.
You know, it's all in the eyes of the beholder and the interpreter, how you interpret it. If Gerard interprets it that way, that's how he interpreted it. I didn't quite interpret it that way. I didn't. Interpret it that way, and I'm not sure that him taking this trip to Vegas is working more against him, particularly because of what Ray said.
To me, it's no surprise that Ray Farmer said Brian Hoyer is ahead of Johnny Manziel by a wide margin. He should be. Johnny Manziel was just learning the offense at that time. I believe that was right after the rookie minicamp that those comments were made about Manziel and Hoyer. So no surprise to me there. To me, you know, it's a situation where Johnny's going to close that gap on and off the field here in Berea by the things that he does, and then translating what he does off the field, which is all he would have had the opportunity to do this weekend, to what he does on the field as we progress during the summer. And that's where he's going to close that gap and eventually, in Johnny's mind, take over from Brian Hoyer, is by showing it on the football field later on. But an interesting take, and that's a guy, listen, who's played in some very good teams. Obviously, he's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
I'm just wondering, because Gerard wouldn't be the only one. I've heard others, as I said, mostly on a national scale, some locally, but it just seems to be a very popular topic nationally to really jump on this, what Ray Farmer said about Johnny Manziel. And you and I looked at it the same way. Basically, at the stage that he was, yes, it was not only that, it was true, and I didn't see it as, you know, purposely knocking the kid over the head to try to knock him down or take away some level of confidence or cockiness or something at all. I thought it was stating a pretty plain fact, and a big deal has been made about that. And it's just interesting, is that going to be something that follows and is attached to both Farmer and Manziel? I'm just getting this feeling through the offseason and at the training camp.
Yeah, listen, non-issue. Again, that's my opinion on it. I just thought it was an interesting perspective Gerard had on it. I don't agree with it, but to me, it's a non-issue. I'm glad he's back. He looked good at practice today. As I said before, he will be at practice in front of the media tomorrow, and I think everybody will see that the team has no issue with it whatsoever either.
All right, I want to thank Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, for being aboard with us, along with Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champ, for the three topics with Gerard. And by the way, stay tuned. He will be on with Bruce Hooley and Gerard following this show. I want to thank our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, for all his great work. Jason, coming up big. And thank you for the calls and the tweets and everything that we have going on this show. We've got much more. We're going to talk about the open practice tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll really get into the practice updates.
Get into it and get the updates going on. And hopefully you'll be hearing from some players and you'll hear from Coach Petten and all kinds of good stuff. That will do it for this Football Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
More OTAs.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.